course, run free on the plains of life. Welcome back to the shack. Who are you?
Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. And welcome back to the shack. We're here in the shack. It just landed from its voyage to the great beyond. And we're back. We've seen things you aren't meant to see. We've heard things you're not supposed to hear. And we're bringing it back to share with all of you special listeners that tune in weekly to DW Conspiracy Shack. What's the topic today?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Some kid?
Max Logan. Logan? Logan.
Huh. Well, what is it?
It's not spelled like Logan. L-O-U-G-H-A-N.
Logan.
I think it is Logan. I watched some of his videos.
Oh, okay.
But it just, it's one of those names that's not pronounced any way it's spelled.
Max.
Maximus.
We'll call him Max for short.
A.K.A. the smartest kid in the world.
Hmm. Up for debate. When I was a kid, I guess I'm not one anymore. So I can't. I was one of them. They did tests on me.
Yes, that's why they did tests on
me. And it came out inconclusive.
Not because you went through a culvert, almost drowned from your own creation.
I wasn't a kid then. I was like a full grown adult.
Legal adult. I have a driver's license and a 401k. Right.
I think I went from kid to adult was the day I soiled myself in my car driving home.
That was
my step into adulthood. Because you know what? I was faced with a problem in the world that I had to deal with and only me alone. And you just don't become an adult until that day happens. When God pits you up against the rest of the world and says, are you going to be discovered with feces in your shorts? Or are you going to find a way out of this and recover and make sure nobody knows about it for at least a few years? And I did it. I recovered.
This kid doesn't like CERN, though. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Well, that's concerning. I think I've made that joke before.
But do you like CERN now?
Out of nowhere? It's like concerning that CERN exists.
I thought you'd like this kid.
Yeah, I like him so far.
He accuses CERN of quite a bit.
Well, good.
But he's one of the few people on Earth that can probably back it up with math.
Is he? Wait, hold on. Has he been murdered yet?
No, it's because he's pretty famous.
Oh, good. Okay. Is this that kid that they show is like explaining all the dimensions and stuff sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's that kid.
But he's an adult now, right?
Yeah. He's a young adult.
Right. But yeah.
I think he's 17 now, 18 now.
He's not older than that?
No, because this was in, let me find the year.
1997.
No.
Well,
you talk for a second.
Well, as he's searching, Wilbur. As Daniel is over there searching for the year this article was released, I've come to inform you today that if you like garlic and you're a fan of garlic and you like putting garlic in your food,
it's funny because he just texted us too.
May I present to you a product that is on another feed called Bigfoot Breath. Brought to you by Flavors of the Forest. It's the best garlic powder you can ever imagine in the whole entire world. It's delicious, it's tasty, and it's good for you.
He was 13 and 17.
Okay, so 17, we're looking 7 years later. So 20-ish, 1920.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. Because, he was born in May.
Mm.
So, yeah, he's not... May. You're not an adult, in my opinion, until you can drink and buy a handgun.
Or poop your pants in.
But you can die for the army.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. No problems, no questions asked. In fact, they recruit you to do it. In fact, there's advertisements on TV and every form of media that...
I'm so against them being in high schools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Without your parents present and all. Like, you can sign your life away.
And without them even realizing or knowing you were manipulated or tricked into it.
You come out, we'll pay for your college. And it's nothing against people that do that.
No,
and if that
no, no,
works
no.
out for you, I think it's just very predatory.
I agree. And I think most of the time, 99% of the time, people going into an armed service is for good reasons, not only to support their country, to protect your neighbors and stuff. You go in for good reasons. What they don't tell you is they're using you to do other atrocities.
You
around the globe
don't even know about.
Correct. That you just think are normal things that we're supposed to be doing.
No, so let's get into this kid.
All right.
Max.
Tear into him.
When it comes to brains, Max seemingly has plenty. He's like, he made his own like version of what, you remember when Google Glass was supposed to come out with the little glasses that had the,
yes.
They never really did because it
right.
never worked.
Right.
He made his own that works that he wears all the time.
Oh, wow.
So he's a pretty smart kid. The time this article came out, he was 14. Claims that, or could possibly lay claim to the smartest kid in the world. At least the sounds like he is when he's explaining complexities behind the Mandela effect. For those unfamiliar with the effect, in very layman's terms, it's, and we've done the Mandela effect here before.
Sorry, I just Googled the kid and I've seen him before. I remember when he was on the news, he made a light that ran off. He said Tesla energy, how he has Wardenclyffe Tower worked. And they're like, oh, well, all right, we'll plug it in, see how it works. He's like, okay, here's the light. Plugs in, light lights up immediately. And because the people did not believe him mm-hmm. in the news. All right, but go on.
Yeah, no, this kid, I think you would get along with this kid.
Probably.
Because he's got like big conspiracy energy too.
Oh.
Because he's smart enough.
My man.
Because it's.
My man.
I think that's once prepared. You get to a certain extent that you realize that all the pieces don't click together the way they say they do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this kid is like talking like Einstein level stuff. Like,
oh, so me and him, we just get along like peas and carrots.
See, you may be. On the other end of the sea, it's the middle part that doesn't get to see the conspiracy.
No, I think we're in tow.
Maybe.
Yes.
But in layman's term, it's kind of a collective false memory, or a memory shared by many of events that didn't actually occur. And it's named after Nelson Mandela. So this researcher is named Fiona Broom, is the one that cited the actual Nelson Mandela's death. She's the one that kind of coined the term Mandela effect.
Okay.
She says that many people believe Mandela died in the 1980s rather than more recent 2013. Not sure who the people are, but there's very public figures in the 80s, but still. Broom, an author and paranormal researcher, has posted the idea that false memories are created from alternative realities. And a couple friends we've talked to in person and stuff have had false memories with their building. I won't name who it is on this show, but them and their wife experienced a TV show that never existed.
Yes.
And the other members of their building did, and then nobody else ever did.
I remember this, yes.
So it happens where it's almost like bubbles or hiccups in reality. So yeah. And the video below that Max picks the ideas theorizes that CERN actually destroyed our universe, and we now exist in another parallel universe. And those false memories are the so-called Mandela effect, a result of us remembering our original universe that was destroyed every time the Large Hadron Collider was turned on. And we'll get into this. We'll start tearing it apart. Because basically every time they fire it, we are destroying the fabric of reality
mm-hmm.
and existing in a weaker version.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why more and more and more weirder and weirder and weirder stuff starts happening. And people have more and more effects and more like the UFOs that people are seeing and all this stuff could be just a byproduct of our universe falling apart.
Right.
Because we did it.
Right. So we're manipulating the natural world in a sense.
Yeah, on a way that we have no idea.
Right.
The Satan worshipers at CERN do.
They probably, yeah. It's the ones that do the rituals out in the middle of nowhere and they think no one's watching.
Mm-hmm. That was a joke.
It's just scientists having fun.
Scientists aren't funny.
They don't do fun.
So it all sort of sounds like Rick and Morty episode. Rather than anything actually that might have happened. But still, Max explains it quite convincingly, entertainingly, and enough in these videos he does. He is all, yeah. So I'm getting there, sorry. He's also got some history with understanding or seemingly understanding scientific principles. The last 2 years, he's on the local news channel for Reno and Tahoe. He dressed up in his lab coat and inspired by his scientific heroes, Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein. Apparently, he had made a so-called energy harvesting generator device,
mm-hmm.
and you can watch those, like...
That was what I was talking about.
Said.
Yep.
You can watch those videos, just type it in.
Yeah, it's all in the news.
It cost him very little to power a whole bunch of LEDs, a maximum of $15.
It's just insane.
Yeah. He wants to make the world a better place, and to do that, Max believes that the one single thing, if you got energy, you have power, and then you have everything. So to solve that problem, a few months ago, Max took the matter into his own hands. He created an electromagnetic harvester out of a coffee can, some wires, some coils, and a spoon. He said it exactly cost him $14.85, and most of that was the coffee. The harvester conducts radio waves, thermal energy, and static electricity, and turns it into normal base electricity. These wires take the energy from the air and then inside the coffee can, and it turns it from AC to DC. But people have their doubts about Max's device and its abilities. Although he actually turned it on for a nearby radio frequencies, the electromagnetic radiation from these radio waves are used as power source, similar to how crystal radios are powered. And such, it won't generate that much electricity. Still impressive that he managed to create an energy harvesting device from stuff he basically found laying around home.
See, I like how it said people question, you know, whether his device actually works. Yeah, those people are named Bill Gates, Michael Bloomberg, you know, people at major companies that own everything and own all of our media. Those are the people that question, oh, are you guys sure it really works? There's no way this actually works. Cast out upon this kid. Cast out upon what you see with your own eyes and you hear with your own ears.
Max also started taking his college-level courses at MIT at age 12.
Oh, impressive.
Which is also very impressive.
Until the people there, like, try to manipulate him in the secret clubs and cults and, you know, lay in a coffin naked. And
so this kid is, No, so basically, I watched, he's got a half-hour video, is probably his best one to explain it to a normal person.
Okay.
Like,
to put it in layman's terms?
It doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Oh, he tries.
He tries his best. And almost like a Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I can't stand that show, but yes.
Yeah, I don't care for the show either.
Yeah.
But the character where the character has trouble, like, dealing with normal
regular people. Yeah.
You can tell this kid has a lot of that. He's a really cool kid. I like him a lot.
Let's get him on this show.
Shoot him an email.
DW. If you guys want to see Max Logan, whatever it is, on this show, on DW,
he's from Toledo.
Really? Oh.
I'm joking. He's from Tahoe.
Oh, I was going to say, that's really, I feel like we would have known about this. But shoot him an email, you know, contact his socials. Get him, draw his attention to this show in particular.
I feel like he's a flip side of the same coin to the nuclear Boy Scout from Michigan.
Ah, they could be a team.
No. They're like nemesis.
Yeah, but that makes the best teams.
So the nuclear Boy Scout lied, cheated, and stole to make a nuclear reactor that he never once checked background radiation for and killed his parents and gave most of his neighborhood cancer.
See, but he didn't. That wasn't his intentions.
No, but he knew it was a thing and didn't care.
He needed guidance from Max. They would make a formidable team.
No, I think they would just be like trying to put the both ends of the magnet together.
It'd be like Einstein and Tesla mixing up. Because, you know, Einstein developed Manhattan Project.
It would have been like Tesla and, oh gosh, the guy that killed everybody for their inventions.
Oh, Edison.
Edison. It'd be like Tesla and Edison getting together.
Nah, but Edison never actually did anything.
No, he did. That's how he got his start. And then he found out it was easier to steal.
He was fake. He's a phony. Tesla is a good scientist. Edison's a phony. He's a fake. He's a phony. Stop worshiping that.
Phony.
He's a big, fat phony. You're right.
I mean, that's Family Guy.
Yeah, I know.
But no, so if you watch these videos of Max, basically, CERN, so it's very, I don't understand most of it very well. So this is going to be my best crack at explaining it. The particle accelerator, a large hadron collider, collides things that should not exist and should not be rammed into each other at, you know, just a little bit less than light speed.
Yeah.
And CERN even talked about it way before they ever fired it on publicly, that there's a chance this will cause a black hole to open.
Yeah.
And it would destroy everything.
Like, why even put that out there or even attempt to do something that may have that potential?
A 0.0 whatever chance.
Yeah.
Still is a chance.
Yeah.
To create the unstoppable force of the universe.
The only thing that can stop it is me. I'll stop it. A black hole.
Maybe that'll be the second ever DW Conspiracy Shack episode, like, shirt.
We have one shirt?
Yeah, just the main one. Like, the art is on a shirt.
Yeah, I should buy that. Sure, that's going to be a hit. Does it have our faces on it?
No, it's just the Shack picture.
Well, soon. Soon.
No, so every time they turn it on, it, you know, I, I'm I'm not going to even really try to explain what it does because I don't, it's not, it's way above my pay grade.
All right, I'll explain it. They turn on the machine and it goes pew pew in one way and it shoots another pew pew the other way. And when the two pew pews come together, they hit and hit each other and then they make one more massive pew pew together.
So Max stated, and he has tons and tons and tons of math for this to prove that it destroyed the universe every time they do it.
Hmm.
And that it kind of shifts us down a level.
Ooh.
And that is what, and that's how the Mandela effect is made. Is some people are remembering the previous universe and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of talks about why some people would and some people wouldn't. Proximities of certain things and that kind of stuff. But like how the, like, what was the one that the Pope, another Pope got placed in before the old Pope died and all that?
I don't remember that one.
The Pope.
Yeah, I know who that is.
When they crowned a new Pope before the old Pope died.
Oh, yeah, they dismissed one.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, but some people don't remember that.
Oh, okay. Well, that could just be the, you know, the Vatican's like trying, they have to announce, but like, hush, hush, get this new guy in a hurry. Because that day, there was a big like smoke released from like the chimney at the Vatican or something to signify him being ousted or gone. Yeah.
Do you know one Pope actually dug up a dead Pope to prosecute him?
To prosecute?
Mm-hmm.
Prosecute him for what?
Basically being an evil person.
Well, why don't they do that to every Pope we have right now?
Because you have to be Pope to accuse another Pope.
Hmm.
So it's a very finite line.
Wow. Wow. They still got that one that's still alive. He's just an ex-Pope. Does he count? He was evil too, so it doesn't really matter. His just got probably publicly exposed and they couldn't deny it.
So do you know they turned on the Hadron Collider the day Harambe died?
Hmm. Now, is that true or is that?
It's roughly true.
Oh, okay.
The month.
Oh, you know what? We should write a song. And you know, the night Chicago died.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, the day the music died.
We could do that too.
But the Harambe died.
I like the day Harambe died.
These episodes are so dumb.
I heard the turn on and I cried. What another dimension dropped.
Yeah, what do you think about that? And this kid, I highly suggest everybody go look it up, his stuff.
Well,
because it's really cool to hear him go into it as, you know, a young kid. Well, now, I guess we said he's like 20 years old now.
Right, an old man now. The way I interpret it, did you know that, well, I think we know, that CERN was supposedly built over, like, a location that's supposedly, like, a portal to hell? So they specifically chose this location that has been known to be a portal to hell or located over like an. So with that being said, there's that. Like he said,
how about the logo?
Oh, it's. Well, let me finish this thought, okay. And I think it all ties together because the logo. Yeah, it's certain that like a certain serpent's tongue or something.
No, that's NASA.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's the Shiva thing. That's the statue out front of it.
Yep. We'll get there.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay, so built it over a portal to hell. He is explaining that it's breaking down our dimension into a lower, you know, one.
We're basically, we're knocking our floor out every time and falling a level down.
So if that's...
That's why demons can get us easier.
Exactly. And being over hell, is it just trying to create this space, this plane, this wonderful place that God gifted us to experience, you know, thoughts and feelings and love and hope and just good things, you know, bad things too. Yes, of course, you can't have good without the bad, but he gave us this space to experience and, you know, for a space for our soul to experience, you know, different emotions and stuff to grow and to learn and to, you know, all that is good. But is this just a way to manipulate this whole space to bring us down and down and closer to a proverbial hell to connect those two places so hell can rise here and exist, those demons can exist and inhabit this space that they want to conquer. And this is just those demons at hand creating a technological device to help bridge that gap just a little bit easier. As of all technology, that's why the Amish got it right. Technology is not...
Whoa. Settle down. We still got a lot to go in this episode.
Well, I'm just connecting dots. Unless you're on to something.
All technology right, I'm gonna actually bad. Read everybody what the Large Hadron Collider does.
All right. Well, supposedly. What they say it does.
I think they tell the truth because they have to.
Oh, okay.
It's all about ritual magic.
That's true.
The Large Hadron Collider is the world's largest, most powerful particle accelerator. It was first started up on the 10th of September, 2008. It remains the largest addition to CERN's accelerator complex. The Large Hadron Collider consists of a 27-kilometer ring surrounding our superconducting magnets with a number of accelerating structures to boost the energy of a particle along their way. Inside the accelerator, there's two high-energy particle beams traveling at close to the speed of light that are made to collide. These beams travel in opposite directions in separate beams pipes. Two tubes kept in an ultra-high vacuum chamber. They are guided around the accelerating ring by super strong magnetic fields maintained by the superconducting electromagnets. The electromagnets are built from coils of special electrical cable and operate by the superconducting state, effectively conducting electricity without resistance or loss of energy.
Okay.
Why we don't do this everywhere, because that's what everybody asks. Well, if you can do this with no loss, because we lose more energy than we actually get in like conventional electrical producing.
Mm-hmm.
This requires a chilly temperature to keep the magnets cold.
Hmm.
At negative 271.3 Celsius, a temperature colder than outer space. For this reason, much of the accelerator is connected to this distribution system of liquid helium.
Wow.
Which cools the magnets at a supply service. Thousands of magnets of different varieties and sizes used to direct the beams of around the accelerator. These include 1,232 Doppler magnets, 15 meters in length.
That's pretty freaking big.
They're huge. There's over 1,000 15-meter-long magnets.
That are super cool.
Which bend the beams, and 392 quadrupled magnets, each 5 to 7 meters long, that focus the beam just prior to collision. Another type of magnet is used to squeeze the particles closer together to increase the chances of collision. The particles are so tiny, the task of making them collide is akin to firing two needles 10 kilometers apart with such precision they meet halfway. All the controls for the accelerator, and the service and the technician infrastructure are housed in the House of Baphomet. Yeah, you added that last part.
What?
Our service technician infrastructure are housed under one roof at the CERN Control Center. From here, the beams inside that Large Hadron Collider are made to collide from four locations around the accelerator ring, considering the position of the four particle accelerators. So that's what they say it does.
Okay.
And I'll pull up. Well, so I wanted to try to find out what kind of particle they're accelerating.
I figured like some kind of proton or, you know, photon, whatever a photon even actually is. But
photon's light.
Right, but...
But light's not... Light's a particle and a wave.
That's what I'm saying. What exactly, physically, is it? But...
Oh, gosh. The CERN website shut down my iPad.
Oh, no. I do want to say this, though. You know, after that long explanation and all that... you know, this is a very highly advanced technical machine, right? You know? I am overwhelmed with just joy and happiness that... A group of human beings could develop something so precise and so advanced that, you know, we dump all this energy and money and, you know, effort into this big machine to do this amazing task. And we still have Earth that's ravaged with war, homelessness, starving children. I mean, the list could go on. Corrupt governments, you know, enslaved human beings, open slave trade markets, just death and destruction. That's, you know, also takes precedence over all this wonderful things we're spending so much time and energy on. Ain't it just a wonderful place?
Yeah, it's good.
You know what? Eat the bugs. Just eat the bugs.
You can spend your own money on whatever you want. This isn't a taxpayer thing.
No, it's just people focusing energy on doing this rather than helping humanity.
But that's free rights. That's free will.
Oh, I know it is. That's why I'm overwhelmed with so much joy that these people exist. I'm just so happy.
Just saying, I'm sensing a little bit of a double standard.
And they have so much money and power, they can develop these things. I'm just, it's wonderful.
So do you know, so you said Shiva. Keep my mind set about black holes. This, you know, there's a chance a black hole opens every time they fire this thing up.
Yes.
The Shiva statue out front, like you said.
The dancing Shiva.
Well, there's two names for this. This statue. Lord Shiva is one. And then the second name is Shiva the Destroyer.
Mm.
Shiva is the Destroyer.
Right.
Weird thing is, Oppenheimer talked about the Destroyer too.
Yes, he did.
With the atomic bombs.
I am the Destroyer of Worlds. Something like that.
Yeah, I am become Death, the Destroyer of Worlds.
That's what it is.
But yeah. He talked about this as basically Shiva.
You know, something else that's really odd, around this time when they first fired this up, Barack Obama was our president. He just became president in 2008, which is the same year. So it got fired up just before he was actually elected in the office. But I think that next year after he was elected, they put him on the cover of Time magazine, maybe? In the cover, he's doing the same pose as a Shiva statue.
They didn't fire this up to, I don't think, till 16.
I thought you said 2008 was when they first. I thought you said September like 10th, 2008. What did you say earlier in this article? It's one of the first things you said.
Oh, well, I'll have to go back now.
I thought that's what you said. September, because you said September 2008, and that was going in my head. I'm like, okay, I was 17 at that time.
All right, you keep talking for a second.
But either way, there was a photo of Barack Obama doing the Shiva pose on the cover, I think it was Time magazine, doing the same exact pose as the one out in front of CERN.
Have you ever watched the video of the CERN ritual sacrifice?
Where the people were filming them?
In a dark room, yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to read you the Wikipedia article for it.
Oh, okay. So straight out of the CIA's mouth, what did they say? Yeah,
CERN ritual hoax. The CERN ritual hoax is found footage video that depicts the a fake occult ritual occurring on the grounds of CERN. The intergovernmental organization that operates the largest particle accelerator physics lab in the world. A video became popular in August of 2016 that shows several people dressed up in black cloaks surrounding the statue of the Hindu deity Shiva, apparently performing a human sacrifice ritual. It appeared to be a mocking of the existing conspiracy theories, which would suggest CERN aims through the Large Hadron Collider to create a portal to hell, summon the Antichrist, or destroy the universe. The video with the person filming, crying, and running away. The CERN spokesperson stated that the video was a prank and that no one was actually harmed. The CERN statue and the frequently asked questions in the video was fiction. And the account, the actions from the outside, its professional guidelines without any official permission. CERN stated that it doesn't tolerate this kind of spoof, and it will give rise to misunderstandings of the scientific nature of our work.
Just does not tolerate this kind of stuff. Spoof. Yeah, it happened on their property, and no one got in trouble for it. Nobody got fired.
I don't think anybody does a good idea of explaining what this actually looks like without showing the video.
Yeah,
everybody should watch the video because they are there, and even the CERN people said that it was our people acting a fool.
Yeah. How? Now that is concerning. Basically, if the Wikipedia or anything says, jumps out in front of it and says it's a conspiracy theory, you might as well just reword that as a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Because every time, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's just something they don't want you to know to be true. That's just their way of masking it, is, or casting doubt on the situation. I mean, I'm just telling you, use that as a guideline moving forward. You see conspiracy theory, especially from an article or a website like Wikipedia, more than likely it is true, and they're diverting your attention away from it. Like, that's my opinion.
That is your opinion.
It's an odd ritual for a prank or a joke.
What do you think? Do you think this kid's right?
That in what aspect?
That CERN is doing stuff that is destroying the fabric of the universe.
Oh yeah. I don't think they're doing anything that's positive or that's for the advancement of human society and civilization.
just funny because every time I brought up this kid, you just kept screaming at me that he was a government shill.
That's just fun to do sometimes.
And now you're agreeing with him.
No, I do agree with him. Yeah, this is, I mean, he's my doppelganger. Excuse me. I was going to lean away. I just thought it would be funnier just to do it right into it. A lot of coffee this morning. A lot of coffee. But this kid, me and him are, you know, are hand in glove, you know. Peas, like I said earlier, peas and carrots, you know, spaghetti and fish. We just go together just perfectly. And our thoughts are the same. He just has an easier way of interpreting ideas than I do. I'm more the everyday man explaining these ideas. He's more the clean. He's the clean scientist. I'm the dirty one.
I don't remember. Why do they think it's a portal to hell right there?
Because it's... Oh, why?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I thought it was just something like the coordinates, wherever it is, it's just something in history.
Oh, we never said the CERN logo is three sixes wrapped around.
Oh, okay. That is true. There's other things that hide that same symbol, like the Google Chrome.
Monster Energy. The Hebrew for literally 666, Mark of the Beast.
Oh. Here, when you type in, why is CERN on the portal of the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first, three articles that pop up on Google.
I think I have a similar thing.
USA Today. First one, fact check.
Yep, scientists and CERN are now opening a portal to hell.
Yeah. Next, Wall Street Journal, known for its credibility and always telling the truth.
I got them in the opposite order.
CERN is making, seeking secrets in the universe or maybe opening portals of hell. So I'm sure I haven't read that article, but I'm almost going to guarantee how it's going to debunk that. And then third is Wikipedia CERN ritual hoax.
I have the same three for a different prompt in a little bit different order.
Isn't it funny that those are the three, though, they're going to push no matter what?
Ooh, so I just pulled it up on Reddit.
Okay.
Fact check. Scientists are not opening up a portal to hell. And everybody underneath was like, yeah, that's because they're opening a portal from hell.
Ah, see, it's all how you word it. It's all how you word it.
Everybody's like, have you ever played Doom? This is just Doom. Literally, scientists accidentally opening up a portal to hell.
Literally, everything says conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. Like, Daily Star. A wild conspiracy theory. Like, that's their first line.
I can't remember why people think it is a portal. Like, why is it built on a weak spot?
So this was back when I was probably just getting into college, was when I first started hearing about this stuff. And I don't know what I used to watch or listen to back. I don't know. But you know how weird stuff just finds you? Because once you attract the things, the law of attraction, you attract the things you seek, I guess. I don't know. Track things you are, whatever. But I remember hearing about that and reading about it. It's just that location in general, that it was the right coordinates. I guess in the ancient past, it was just over a weak spot in the veil that was an access point, an easy access point from hell. The way I see it is kind of like the movie Little Nicky. Remember every time he dies, he gets shot into hell. Then it freezes over, but every time he comes back out, he always ends up like in the subway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that maybe is something like it's something similar to that. There's just like these certain areas when you come out, and only he has the ability. Him and his brothers have the ability to go back out because they're powerful beings. They're sons of the devil. They come back out in certain spots. That movie does crack me up though. Let the meat slide down your throat hole. No, not you. And he's eating the rabbit instead of the Popeye's chicken. That's such a good movie. Got this silver doodad from Africa. You want to see crazy eyes? I'll show you crazy eyes. It's a funny movie. I can't do the silent scene again. Quite the tangent. But, you know, it's the same thing. Little Nicky, soft disclosure, poor to hell.
I'm still trying to find out why.
If only we could be so lucky and the actual devil and his sons were as nice as Nicky.
I'm on, page 8, and it still says, no, CERN didn't open a portal to hell.
Right, yeah.
No, larger colliders don't open a portal to hell.
It's just a... and not one of them websites is from, like, a...
I'm not clicking on this website.
Why? What's it say?
That's Jason or Joseph Mason, and it's a LinkedIn, but with a bunch of Asian characters in it.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
And it just says CERN is opening a portal to hell.
That's a Chinese propaganda trap that they set up. They entrap anyone with inquiring minds. They're smart. They're smart. They're always thinking ahead.
Oh, this is on the CERN website. Alice investigation snowballs in hell.
Snowballs in hell. Yeah, hell froze over. Just like little Nikki.
You talk for a minute while I read this.
Oh, what do you want me to talk about?
CERN.
CERN. Yeah, I just don't think CERN and is up to any good at all whatsoever.
Oh, Alice is the collider.
Alice is the collider? Okay, that actual device in, within CERN. But I just don't think there, like I said earlier, I don't think it is anything positive for us as regular, everyday, working class human beings.
The Alice experiment at the Large Hadron Collider finds not only that hydrons in the debris of the fireball produced by heavy ions collisions, but also composite loosely bound objects such as durotons and light Hyphiri nuclei and their antiparticles. Studies show that the measured yields of these fragile objects agree with very well the calculations used for hydrons, implying that the yields are determined by the phase boundary between the quark gluon plasma of a fireball and the hydron gas. But how is it possible that such loosely bonded systems within a larger than a spectrum between a hydron and the time for it to freeze out, when the majority of them stop integrating, how can snowballs survive in hell?
Hmm. The what's that? The Leinenkruger effect?
They're saying that these bonds that are being produced are so weak. How are they surviving in such a horrific environment?
Well, it's like those people that, you know, they got like molten iron.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Do you know CERN? I'm just going through the CERN website. Has those, the Boston Dynamic robots and dogs working on it?
No way.
A lot of the maintenance is done by those since, this just came out 2 days ago.
If anyone's ever seen the, or played the game, Horizon Zero Dawn, I think that's just an early, look at the future of technology running amok.
Like these little dinosaurs.
Yeah, these little robot dogs. Or I played Metal Gear Solid 4, where they got these.
So these guys are being used because they can work inside the vacuum without the demons bothering them.
Yeah, the demons.
No, but they do say that they work inside the pipes, so they don't have to
without the demons bothering them.
Yeah. The demons don't recognize them as being alive.
Yeah, so they don't mess with them. No. Screw it. Those things are demons. Those little walking dogs are a problem. They should not exist.
The second they put a gun on them.
Oh, exactly. They could put anything they want.
No, but they're using them to check. This is weird because they're using them to check so they don't have to depressurize systems to put people in there.
That's just a sign that this should not exist. This should not have been invented. This should not be happening. Hadron colliders. Protest them. Get out in the street and protest hadron colliders. Across the whole entire world. There's one in your state, probably. Find it. Protest it. Stand in front of it. This should not exist. This technology does not. We don't need it in our life. We should take care of homelessness. We should take care of world hunger. We should take care of each other, our neighbors, our friends.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.